Good morning. The government wants to slap a temporary tax on the wealthiest 1% of the country's population starting next year amid soaring inflation, so the budget minister Maria Jesus Montero said yesterday. She said she was negotiating with the junior coalition partner Unidas Podemos, which had the initiative in its electoral programme. She provided no details on what the tax rate would be or how much it was hoped to raise. The tax should be enforced next year, Montero said, but acknowledged that parliamentary approval procedures mean it may not be ready by the start of 2023. The government is also planning taxes on energy companies and banks. Spain will hold local and regional elections next year and is already embroiled in a debate over whether to lower or raise taxes in response to inflation and the economic difficulties posed by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The European Commission has called on Spain to return to a path of fiscal stability as soon as possible and to strengthen its revenues. A second shooting in just 24 hours in Marbella took place at around 12:10 a.m. on Wednesday morning in the centre of San Pedro Alcantara. Witnesses informed the emergency services that at least one shot had been fired and several police units were mobilised to investigate. According to preliminary investigations, the shot was fired during a car chase. A stray bullet hit a privately owned Range Rover which was parked nearby. Forensic officers recovered a shell casing at the scene and no one was injured. The shooting follows one on Tuesday afternoon around 5:45 p.m. in which a 24-year-old Irishman was injured. Both shootings are being investigated by the Drugs and Organised Crime Unit and it's believed the police consider the incidents as a possible settling of scores. The young Irishman, who remains hospitalised, was with two other people when they were shot at from a car several times. Tests have been carried out at a natural gas facility that will boost export capacity by 18%, paving the way for France to buy more from Spain as it reduces its reliance on Russian supplies. A compressor station near the French border can now be used to send an additional 1.5 billion cubic metres, according to the Environmental Transition Ministry. That means that Spain can now supply 6% of France's natural gas consumption. European countries are trying to find alternatives to Russian fuel and stock up on gas ahead of the coldest months when demand picks up. Spanish exports could particularly help France, normally an energy supplier to other parts of Europe, to tackle its own crisis fueled by nuclear outages as well as high gas costs. A former Spain and Manchester City midfielder David Silva has been found guilty of hurting a woman during a brawl. According to court documents, the incident occurred on June 19th during carnival celebrations on the Canary Islands, where a fight broke out between a group of people and Silva and his companions. Silva, the court said, forcibly grabbed the woman to pull her away, provoking her to fall. She suffered pain in her back, bruises and abrasions to her elbows and knees that needed medical treatment. The court fined Silva €1,080 for hurting the woman. Two other people were also found guilty of doing bodily harm. One was fined, whilst the other was fined and given an 8-month prison sentence. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.